Artist Francis Patella's unique mixed media work studies the role of controlled burns in encouraging the health of the endangered oak savanna ecosystems of southern Ontario. Using analog photography on actual film, photomosaic and painting techniques, Patella's art presents a time-based view of these preservation efforts. I spoke with the artist at a rather noisy gallery reception. I began by asking her to tell us what is the underlying nature of her work.
The show is about controlled burns in the oak savannas of southern Ontario. Southern Ontario used to be all oak savanna. Now we're primarily finding the oak savanna in High Park, Humber River, Lambton Park, just little selected areas in southern Ontario. So the City of Toronto started instigating prescribed burns over 10 years ago, and it happens once a year in the park. And basically they burn the park to promote the oak savannas. The oaks have evolved so that they need the fire. The fire will germinate the oak acorns so that they open up. It's an invasive species that should not have been in the area. And they've done a really great job because oaks have really responded well to the fire, the prescribed burns. And there's a whole more natural areas of the park. And it's been very successful because then what ends up happening is you also have not just the plants that come back, but animals and things like red-tailed hawks. They are now resident of the park.
And I understand that the oak savanna is a very unique ecosystem within southern Ontario.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. It's become endangered, again, because of the golden horseshoe and there's all the urban development. It's basically squeezed these ecosystems into very small designated areas.
And I see that your work seems to deal, is it with the photo montage? Is that true?
Yes, it is. It's basically they're mosaic, photo mosaics. I return to the same area over a period of time. So what you're seeing could be a similar area over a period of, say, maybe the next day of the burn to the next year to the next decade. So sometimes I go back and the trees they have grown, they have changed, or they have, you know, naturally lost limbs. And so I go back and I photograph the afterburns, the pre-burns, and then basically try to stitch together the landscape into a landscape that you could see some change over a period of time.
Could we look at one of your pieces?
Sure.
And see to
okay.
discuss?
This one here, they usually do the burns in mid-April, late April. The earliest they've done it is in March. One year, it snowed right after the burn. So I was there photographing it. Yes, it's the Hawk Hill behind Grenadier Restaurant with some burns and some of the snow element. The tarp they use to help kill off invasive species. So the tarps are left there for a long period of time, and then they remove it and they plant native species. Now, here I was still using analog film. So I take my film and I shoot, and then I roll it back into the camera and reshoot the same area over different time. Like here you'll see parts of the burn, but you also see the winter scene right after the burn.
And this is within in the same space on the film?
Yes.
So you're double...
I'm double shooting in a frame.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yes. I don't know how you can do it. Every young person says, well, you can do that in Photoshop. But I'm basically rolling back the film in the camera and then advancing it again to reshoot. So I have two images overlap one on top of the other.
And do you stop down for the second image?
No, I don't. I just continue. Sometimes I do. It depends. But most often than not, no. And there is that element of surprise because you don't know exactly what you're going to get. And sometimes here you'll see the frames of the film are not exactly lined up correctly, but I like that. I like that unexpected.
The unexpected is what you can't achieve in Photoshop.
Exactly. So, I mean, I still have a large container of analog film in my refrigerator, and I'm very careful with it, because like every single frame counts now. Whereas I have started to shoot digitally, and I've become overwhelmed with the amount of images I can shoot. It's like, well, if it doesn't work, just delete it. Whereas with film, it's much more precious, and I'm much more careful. Sometimes, like the foresters, because I follow them around, they've got the big digital cameras, and I'm still using my analog film camera, and they're kind of like, is that film? So they're not used to that.
And you combine this with a colored field painting for the sky.
I do, yes I do. I used to do gum bichromate, which is a historical non-silver photographic process where you're actually mixing chemicals with powdered pigments and brushing it on paper or wood, canvas. So I'm very, very used to mixing pigment with the photography. And I just sort of went back to it and said, yes, let's strip it down to its bare necessities, and you have the paint and the light. There's a whole slew that come out for the burn, and also before the burn, because they get things ready. They'll trim trees, they'll collect scruff. I've also gotten to know the birders who set up camp on Hawk Hill every fall to count the migratory birds. So I get an education from there. I go up there, like I walk, I live close to the park, so I'm there a lot. It's just that when we're out there, it just seems like there's a lot of different groups that come out for the burn. And so, you know, I get to know some of the volunteers. And one year there were two wild turkey hens that appeared. And so there were volunteers that were there to protect the area that these turkey hens were inhabiting. Eventually they ended up in the Hyde Park Zoo. So I think they're very happy there now.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
My conversation with Frances Patella, artist, on her current exhibition, Rejuvenation, at the Guelph Humber Art Gallery on the main floor of the Guelph Humber Building. If you want to see it, you'd better put your sandwich down and go right now. The show closes today.